All right, what's going on, internet? Welcome to episode 36 of The Summit, the podcast where we share with you all the latest, greatest of gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. That's right, we do that for you. So we serve as the people, for the people. If you're listening to this, you can find us on all major podcasting platforms. We're available on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Don't forget, if you want to reach out and keep up with us, you can always find us on our Discord server at discord.gg/thesummit. And while you're at it, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on supporting platforms. This helps us with the algorithm promote our show. That's a complicated word, damn.
What you word, bro? Algorithm. Jesus.
This was almost flawless. Hey, I got to talk to our lead who wrote the script. They fucked me up on that one. Oh, but, shit. It helps us with our algorithm promote our show, which help us bring in new listeners. Bringing us.
You sure it's the leader? You sure it's not you?
Nah, yeah, yo. I can't read.
I told you. I should have gotten that water.
Reading is fundamental, you know?
That's what they say. But you know what? We got AI now to read for us.
I mean, I guess so.
Hey, but bringing you in for today's episode is the one and only, the notorious, the legend, the almighty Striker himself. Yeah, that's right. What's up, y'all?
Feels like there's no bias in this motherfucking intro right here. All right, guess what? Don't you
mean? Hey, man, I missed an episode. It was crazy. I really wanted to be there, you know, but yeah, my kid had a game and he went out in that game, you know, and he did his thing. It was a great ball game. But man, his
son got an intro, bro. That's crazy.
Hey, with me today are my co-hosts who make all this possible. First and foremost, we got the man who got his game back. He got the OG game back, and he sounds like he's been having the time of his life. Razor SJS, show the people your joy.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. He. You reaching a little bit, because like, I just literally like my second game on. But, I mean, I'm happy to try it out. We'll talk about it later, so I'm not even going to speak too much on that. I'm sure we'll have a little section on that. But what's up, internet, listeners, friends, all that. Razor SJS here. You know, nothing too new outside of the podcast for me personally. So, just glad to be here always. I'll toss it right back to you.
Word.
The notorious, the legend, the yada yada yada, blah blah blah, etc. Almighty Striker.
My bad. Yeah, it's all right. I'll type it up for you, so you remember all the titles.
I don't feel like a lot of them.
It's more like what you call milestones, achievements, and whatnot, if you will. But yeah, moving on. Next up, we got we got two people missing out. Ashley and Rain. You know, moment of silence. No longer with. Nah. They decided not to join us for personal reasons. Yeah, moving right along. Screw them anyways. No, I'm kidding. We got a new host joining us. And you've heard him here before. We've had him on as a guest. But now it's official. He is our last member. Our last Kage of the summit. Bringing you in. High Roller. Go ahead, say what's up to the people.
Despite what Striker said, I'm the real goat out here, so just understand that. That's it.
Man, niggas got egos like Blue Lock in this bitch, I see.
You know, I haven't seen that anime.
Oh, man. And season 2 is more like a fucking motion pictures. No, that way it's set up.
No, I don't need to watch that.
Huh?
So it's cinematic?
Nah, like, it's just... It's an anime. Fucking, like season 2 production, like the anime, like animation is just kind of low quality, but that's neither here nor there. We can get back to the actual pod, you know what I'm saying?
Where, true. So, what we got going on for news today?
So, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all know Ashley's really the news whiz, so we gonna have less news, more talky today, which I personally am a fan of. I ain't got nothing against it. But we do have some news for you lovely people, right? First up, we'll talk about some game releases that currently released, new releases. We got Tetris Forever. Man, Tetris, will it ever die?
It really won't. I remember the first Tetris I played was on the Game Boy, the old school Game Boy. Yeah, go ahead. Get your comments out the way now. I was there. I lived it. I had a classic Game Boy.
We know you ancient, bro. We this ain't a surprise to us.
Old ass.
Hey, man. It was a classic.
You were probably there for the release day of Pong.
That's crazy, yo.
Oh, you were, huh?
I wasn't. Oh, hell no. I ain't that old. Calm down. Okay. We reach it with that one.
Hey, well, Tetris, you don't have to explain. You know what Tetris is. If you don't, you're a little young, but it's all right. Don't even worry about it. Next up, I don't know what this is, but Temtem Swarm? Am I saying that right?
I have no idea what that
is. Confidence is key.
I mean, yeah. Okay, sure. I mean, I just want to... Temtem Storm it is, bro. Whatever it is, hey, I do not fucking know, but... So that dropped on the day that we're recording. So for you guys, 2 days ago, yeah? Actually, I don't want to leave you with no information on what the fuck it is, so let me do a quick...
We need the one nigga here who actually reads articles.
Hey, man, look, I mean, it's just like, you know, not everyone keeps up with every single game release, you know what I mean? So,
But we're here to let you know it's out there, you know?
Yeah. Temtem Swarm is... Oh, there's been plenty of Temtems. This is like a series. An action role-playing game, casual game. Wait, it says early access. I don't know if that's a full release or it's actually just early access, but, you know, Temtem Swarm for you peoples, it's out there for you to try. So if that interests you, cool. If not, hey, that's also cool. I don't get paid by them or nothing. So... next up in the releases, we have Dragon Quest III. It's a remake. HD 2D remake. These gotta be new terms. I ain't heard of HD 2D. Have y'all heard of that? Sounds like the robot from fucking Star Wars, RDD2. R2D2. Yeah, see, I knew some nerd would attack me for that. I ain't expect to be one of y'all, but hey. Alright. Yeah, of course you reply to that, but not my other question. We'll go on next. This is a VR game, so if you are a VR player, Skydance's Behemoth on VR drops yesterday. I gotta remember, we're in future tense. And lastly, also dropped on the same day, we have Lego Horizon Adventures. You know, hey, Lego games don't really miss too much. You know, they're pretty nice. They're pretty alright.
It's kind of hard to miss with a Lego game,
I suppose. It's just a formula. But it's also like, it's one of those things where it's just like, there's a crowd for it. So how are you going to fuck it up in the sense? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hey, they're going to be there for the Legos. For gaming updates, the games are already out, just updates to them. First, we'll tackle what Stryker mentioned earlier. Why not, right? And that is Overwatch Classic. It dropped this past Tuesday. So just the 2016 vanilla Overwatch, just for you to try. Because most Overwatch 2 players have not actually tried that. Have actually not played this version of Overwatch at all. Crazily enough. But so it's pretty fun.
It's not very chaotic.
No. It's I'm pretty sure it's limited time mode. I'm not too sure how long it's supposed to last. I don't think it'll be permanent, but especially if they're deciding to just go ahead and, you know, whatchamacallit, like, what were they going to bring back 66 next season anyway for testing? Why would they make this game mode permanent? They're not. But it's probably like, this game mode is probably like a little test to see, like, how people are going to react and whatnot. And so far, what I'm hearing is, like, people are loving it. Like, it has a very high play rates, like a highly played quick play mode. Mm-hmm. So
it's bringing old players back.
It is. I came back to try it.
I heard Stylosa came back, and Stylosa was probably the biggest hater of Overwatch 2.
Really? I didn't even know he left. I stopped watching Stylosa content years ago.
It was annoying watching him, to be honest. All he ever did was complain about the game, which, I mean, I understand. I have my complaints about the game, but like, if you really can't stand the game that much, just drop it. Just leave it. The game is not for everybody.
It's an addiction, bro, you know? You want to drop it, but you just can't.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it is how it is. But it, like, this game mode, obviously, is not very balanced. It's very chaotic. There's no role queue. There's no limit, hero limits. It's just how Overwatch was back in the day. And it's going to play very different, too, because, like, our mindsets are very different from being, you know, experienced as Overwatch veterans and whatnot. But it's definitely a fun game mode to try out. Like, I definitely would say... hop in here and definitely like give this game mode a try, even if you're not even if you don't play Overwatch anymore, like you said, it's just bringing people back because it's fun. It's nostalgic, you know, and it's cool. It's cool getting kills and shit, you know, that you can't really do. I'm going to stop complaining, you know, about Overwatch in general. If y'all have anything else to say about Classic Overwatch, you know, let it rip. Besides that, we'll move on, you know.
I appreciate them going back to the old formula. I feel like what really pulled me away from Overwatch 2 was, one, taking away the second tank, and second, the chaos of, like, being able to choose multiple of a character or being able to choose more than two roles of a certain type.
You see, I don't know.
That ult right here.
I what the fuck? Yeah, nice solo ult, buddy. Anyway.
Well,
I totally agree with that. I think as a game, as a whole, Overwatch is better off with all the balancing and stuff. But it's just that in the moment, it's just fun, new and shit. You know, like it's like this can't be permanent. This type of Overwatch can't be permanent, especially for casual players who aren't gonna ever make an actual team comp and play support or play tank and actually work together. Like, it worked back in the day because this was all we knew, so we had to adjust to, like, having this freedom, and we were used to it. But now that players are used to roll lock and all that, and they don't have this natural freedom every game, it's not gonna be very healthy or last for the game, in my opinion. But it's definitely gonna be a fun one for a little while. So, because I think the game is better in a semi-balanced state. So I think things like role queue, even though it sucked in the short term when we first got it, I think in the long term it's really helped out, and it's like a really, really positive thing for the game, in my opinion. It's just that, you know, the reason it was implemented was for a negative reason, right? Because it was because of Brig, because of GOATs, because DPS literally had no fucking room in the game, you know? So, but outside of that, though,
I probably got an hour of Overwatch in my entire life.
Hey man, if you want to try out the classic, a little fun game mode, go for it. I think it's worth a try. And it's probably going to be full of, it's probably not going to be as sweaty because it's bringing back a lot of old players, you know, and a lot of people who just trying stuff out, haven't even played with the abilities before type of shit, you know. Like, I think this is a time to try it out because Overwatch is free, right? So obviously it's worth a try. And this is something that they'll probably use data for testing the 6v6 next season, right? When they try to fully implement it into the game. This is just like baby steps. But enough of Overwatch, you know what I'm saying? Don't like talking about my addictions that much. Moving on, and this is something mad interesting. I know you two, as game developers, are probably going to have heavier opinions on this than I do, or heavier knowledge on it. And I'd love to hear your takes. But, and especially you're a striker, because this might just break your heart. Poor you. NetEase office is under investigation for money laundering. Oh, these boys, they were doing some war dog, Breaking Bad, all type, man. They was trying to get it, huh?
They were trying to get a bag, yo. They was like, you know what? There's more money to make.
So NetEase employees have allegedly laundered up to $139 million in a scheme involving about 30 companies, bro. That is insane. That is insane numbers. How long have they been doing this? How many employees are like in on it? That, oh, it's gonna be, it's something to watch for sure. But of course, I must shut the fuck up. I'm gonna let you two talk more on this. I want to know, you know, just what's on y'all mind about this.
So I think Brother Rain had put a link on whatnot that they had got two people. They got two names already.
Yeah, and they're senior executives. So two senior executives and seven other employees. So they got nine people, but only two big boys. And I know there's more big boys out there. They got to be. Because, like, they show love keeping that money to themselves.
Well, I'm curious as to, like, where and how, like, they go about it. Because, like, you know, I've heard about, like, money laundering and stuff like that, whatever. But, like, usually that's, like, where, like, you talk about, like, bigger companies and whatnot that's kind of, like, doing some shady stuff or whatever. And it usually has to do with drugs. But a gaming company. That's what's wild to me.
Alright, well,
and that's me wondering, like, what exactly or how exactly they're going about it.
That's why I'm going through this article right now, trying to see how they were laundering the money, like what company or shit they were using.
They ain't gonna put it. The other 30 companies. Although I have a speculation on a company that may be involved. Can't say and won't say due to just cause, but we know a guy. Personally, High Roller and I, whose company is going through similar things.
Can't exactly say much, just in case that falls back on.
Yeah. You know, I was going to ask some questions, but I don't want to out men. All right, so I'm gonna leave that. I'm gonna leave that.
I think it's crazy. They probably did something similar to that that one company, you know, the day before a game, and they probably got a bunch of funding through some smaller company, and they probably did absolutely nothing with the game.
Yeah, that's scamming.
It is scamming, but the money has to come from somewhere. It could be a possibility. But that's something that they could have done. They laundered the money. So, like, fudged they could have fudged numbers from donations and stuff and whatnot.
I can see that. Probably
through charity work, changing the numbers on sales, stuff like that. So it's highly possible. I do feel very bad, though, that the two executives were a part of, and probably a lot of other higher-ups, because a lot of those people, like, make quite a bit of money regardless. And so, like, at the end of the day, whether they get in trouble or not, it's going to screw over the little people more. Like, you know, like, people like me and Stryker will probably be the ones to get laid off at the end of this. To account for the money that they're going to lose and the amount of trouble they're going to deal with through
legals. Yeah, you got to deal with legal issues, got to make payments, and guess what? That results in cuts being made. And the execs ain't going to take that cut. They're not going to fire themselves.
They not.
They ain't going to take a pay reduction.
Woo. Hey, pray for y'all local game devs. They keep their jobs, you know. Well, I guess not local. We know which ones to look at.
We all know NetEase has a tendency to buy companies and be like, oh, this game didn't sell enough, so let's fire all of them and shut down the studio. So you know they already don't care about the people that work for them. Because they treat everyone like they're expendable, so this isn't going to really be much of a big deal for the execs, but, you know, people below them, it's going to be rough.
So... Is that it, y'all? That's all y'all got for?
That's all I got.
I know everyone's looking at Marvel Rivals and people are talking like, oh, the game's gonna get delayed. The game ain't gonna get delayed. It's practically built. Like, I ain't gonna lie, as shitty as this may sound, they got what they needed out of the devs. So even if they do let the devs go,
man, gotta maintain it. And now his true feelings have released. My boy said, yeah, I care, but I care about this game more.
Let's be real. Does he care about the game or does he just want to play Spider-Man?
Fair point. Yeah, we know. All right. So speaking of Marvel Rivals, let's talk about some upcoming games for this month. We got the Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, and that is on the 19th. Next up, we have the Towers of a Gat. My bad, I just don't think Flight Simulator needs an introduction. We all know what the fuck that is. We got Towers of a Ghast on PC and PS5 on 19th, but that is just early access. Is this something y'all have any, like, clue on what it is?
Come again, which one?
The Towers of the Cat, yes.
I've not even heard of that. This is probably some indie game or whatnot.
Alright, but you love indie games, bro. Come on now.
I do. We love our indies. Absolutely.
Let's be real. We only be playing indie horror games.
You know, I like High Roller being here. There's some truth. He be spitting some truth. That you don't like to do, man. All right.
You can't say indie in general.
All right. So, Towers of... wait, hold on. Actually, yeah, I'm going to blame... It must have auto-corrected because that spell... It's Towers of... God damn, bro. I'm going to sound like Stryker trying to pronounce this word. Agasba.
You gotta own this one, yo.
It's a Agaspa.
This is
you. Yeah, I mean, hey, but that, I wouldn't blame nobody for not being able to pronounce that word. The fuck? Agaspa? Okay, but
Talon of Agaspa. Algorithm.
Yeah, early access on the 19th. It is a single, it's online co-op, also can be played single player. It is, explore a stunning open world filled with majestic creatures and quirky characters. Nurture withered lands into vibrant ecosystems and flex your creativity as you build a thriving island civilization in balance with nature. Invite friends to craft, harvest on your fantasy island. So it seems like a open world survival type deal and all that, yeah. So, if that interests you, if that's your type of game, that is early access on 19th. So, I would assume if it's early, they might have to pay for it, huh? Would you have to pay for early access here? I'm not seeing a price tag on the Steam page, so I'm not too sure.
It seems like you can just wishlist it for now based off the Steam page, and then once it unlocks in 5 days, you'll probably be able to buy it for whatever the cost is.
Cool. Next up, we had also on the 19th. It is My Sims Cozy Bundle on the Switch specifically.
Seems. That's interesting.
Why is it interesting? Switch needs games. The
Cozy Bundle.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
And they're charging $40 for this.
Oh, $40 for the what's in it?
It's basically a very low-poly version of Sims is what it looks like. Yeah, I'm trying to find a description here on it. Make adorable friends and discover creative adventures across the retro re-releases of two lovable games in My Sims Cozy Bundle. That's pretty much all they got in the description.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, hey, you know, once again, that's another thing where it's the crowd. If you're a Sim player, you know you're a Sims player. Not talking about Sim from Overwatch. I'm going to stop now. Next up. Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl on PC and the Xbox and the Xbox Series X. So I guess no PlayStation. Sorry to PlayStation boys out there.
They got enough games. That
is November 20th. Do they? I mean, they ain't got Game Pass. But, you know, so that is on November 20th. And this is a sequel. Does anybody know anything about Stalker?
Too much. We just know it's in...
It's a horror. That's about it.
If we just know it's in a danger zone, apparently, from what I'm reading, the player assumes the role of someone named Skiff, and they're placed in a dangerous open world exclusion zone where choices impact the story, and they gotta manage resources like food and ammo, so it seems like it has some survival elements to it.
Okay. And this one's gonna confuse me because what the fuck? I swear this game's been out for years. But Genshin Impact. Oh, was Genshin Impact never on the Xbox? It's on PlayStation too. So yeah, so I guess Genshin Impact has never been on Xbox until now. Genshin Impact. Well, not now. The 20th for you guys will be for all of us, I guess, next Wednesday. So next Wednesday we have Genshin Impact coming to Xbox. Hey, man, all you gotcha guys with that addiction, I'm sorry you have that, but I hope you enjoy your game, you know? So Genshin Impact.
What's the next character?
Yep, another gotcha anime game. I remember this one's like, I think this is Chinese too. So, is Chinese media considered anime? Or am I just fucked up?
Sure has a different name for it.
Also, this was even funnier. Coming to Steam on the 21st is Star Wars Outlaws. Bro,
I bet John excited, yo.
Bro, I fixed it. Hey, I hope y'all have a better release than the PlayStation did, because holy shit. And I guess they're going to try to like squeeze out and get like a little bit, the last little bit out of money out of that game before it gets canned, I suppose. At least it ended up like Concord, though, so, you know. I guess I got that going for it. Star Wars Outlaws. if you're a super hardcore Star Wars fan and you got the money to drop, I guess. But other than that, I don't think any of us would recommend that. And the next up, we have Nine Souls on PS4 and 5. Oh, they still make it last gen. The Switch and both Xboxes. And So, Nine Souls is a lore-rich, hand-drawn 2D action platformer featuring Sekiro-inspired deflection-focused combat. Embark on a journey of Eastern fantasy, explore the land once home to an ancient alien race, and follow a vengeful hero's quest to slay the Nine Souls, formidable rulers of this forsaken realm. Okay, that's kind of dope. If you're into 2D scroll, 2D action platformers, and if you are a Sekiro fan, that Sekiro piece of information just kind of like threw me off, for real. But if that's you, Nine Souls drops on November 26th. So. And then that is all we have for the upcoming games of this month. Next up is Game Pass. Oh, wait, my bad. Go ahead.
No, yeah, I was going to cover this part. You want me to take over?
Oh, shit. Hey, be my guest, man.
Yeah.
I'll rest my voice.
So we got Game Pass updates. Games for this month on Xbox Game Pass or even on PC. You got StarCraft Remastered, which came out on November 5th. And for anyone who's any kind of StarCraft fan, rejoice, because it's here now. Personally, I played the hell out of StarCraft when I was younger on PC. So it's interesting to see this come onto the Xbox, and I wonder how it'll play. For those who don't know what StarCraft is an RTS, a real-time strategy game, where you'll command a troop, either the Zergs, the Terrans, or... I forgot the alien race, what they're called. They're the Protoss.
Are those bugs? They're not aliens.
The Zergs were the bugs, the insects. They're the flood that's trying to take over and kill off the Terrans and the Protoss. But that's essentially what that game is. The game has a decent story. It's really long to kind of go into. This is probably conversation to have on a hot topic or something with someone that plays the game. But go check it out. It's a really fun RTS if you're into RTSs. Next up is StarCraft 2, same date, continuation of the game. Once again, definitely go look into it. Goat Simulator Remastered. I don't think there's much else to explain about this. You're a goat and you're just doing goat things. And I don't mean like goat greatest of all time. Like, you're legit a goat.
Yeah, I think people know what Goat Simulator is. I kind of did numbers when it came out.
Crazy. I've never played it, to be honest. I thought this was wild.
That game is low-key pretty fun.
I didn't play it either, but I did watch some people play it from time to time and shit. And yeah, it looks fun. Like, it's just like one of those chaotic, nonsense-ass games, bro. You're a goat. You can fucking ram cars. You can, I ain't gonna say it here, but you can do some pretty crazy stuff. And I think Goat Simulator was one of the ones that, like, kind of spawned that whole wave of simulator games, besides, of course, like, you know, the real-life ones like farming and truck driving and shit. Those, for whatever reason, have always been popular.
But, a little three-piece. It's Goat Simulator, yeah. Moving on. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 edition, coming out in November 19th. So y'all get to scratch that itch on the 19th. Not this week, but next week on a Tuesday. You get to scratch that itch. Stalker 2. I feel like I'm...
Wait, hold on. I swear I went over that for upcoming games.
Yeah. This is getting added to Game Pass? Oh, okay. I know they'd be doing that.
Yeah, those are Game Pass day ones.
Okay, gotcha. I was so confused. I was like, wait, why do I feel like I'm being redundant here? I'm going to just speed past these. Stalker 2 and Nine Souls coming out to Game Pass on the same release days that Razer had mentioned. Moving on to PS Extra. Actually, I like this lineup that PS Extra has for this month. I feel like PS Extra, or the people paying for PS Plus, has not really gotten any good games. A lot of the games that they've added were either kind of shit or really for a very niche audience.
Most of them are like PlayStation 30 years old. Came out like 6 months ago, bro, for real. I'd be peeping that shit.
Is it?
Like, sometimes, like, yeah, like, a lot of times it'll be games that aren't necessarily PlayStation exclusives, but, like, you know, the ones that come out on PlayStation and PC, they don't do too well or whatever, and they
just throw it on PS.
Yeah,
on
like, PS a few months later, bro. I can't tell you how many times I saw a game that was like, okay, that game kind of looks interesting, but I don't know if I really want to buy it for a full price, and I see that same game on fucking PS Plus like a few months later. I'm like, yep, I'm glad I didn't buy it. Or sometimes the opposite happens where like I'll fucking buy a game that's brand new and then fucking I'm like, okay, that was okay. But then fucking whatchamacallit, it just comes to Game Pass like a month or two later. I'm like, dog, I wasted my fucking money. They do that a lot with PS Extra. I'm not going cat.
Fuck yeah.
I've done that.
Thank you. Anyways.
Man, talking through a great.
Nah, it sounded like he was on the McDonald's speakers, yo, to be honest.
Don't disrespect the McDonald's speakers like that.
Oh, I'm bad, man.
Nah, you know how when you know what you sound like? You know how when you're a kid and you put your mouth up against the fan and try to talk to make that voice?
That's crazy. That's wild. Yeah, like. I know exactly what you're talking about. You used to think I was cool with that. But
where do we leave off?
So updates for PS Extra. You got Grand Theft Auto 5 coming to PS Extra. Hell yeah.
We'll be playing it tonight with Midker.
You know, for the fucking wow, because everyone doesn't already own GTA 5. I swear they've given out GTA 5 for free as many times as they've re-released that bitch, bro. I promise you.
You got that game on every platform at this point.
This is probably like the most marketed GTA game I've ever seen. I've not seen a GTA game get marketed like this over and over, back to back, and continuously get updates lately. Like, this is crazy. I mean, I guess, yeah, GTA 5. It's the first live service game. I don't think before that.
No, yeah, it didn't have GTA Online at first. It came like a year later or something, I think. But people loved the story in GTA 2, so GTA Online just gave it longevity.
How many times have you played the story?
Oh, I don't play GTA like that, so not me.
I was about to say, so I sure only beat that shit once, and the second I did, I dreaded having to do it again on PC.
Oh, man, you gotta do that first mission before you get online if you decide to play online on another system.
I will say I do appreciate, you know, Trevor as a character. I feel like he's a really fun character.
Really? And out of all the characters, you like that one?
Absolutely.
Pretty entertaining.
Insane.
He's kind of the little flair he adds to like his character and like his emotions and how he interacts with other like characters. I thought was interesting. It gave me he gave me like a really like a villain like a really evil like good villain. I don't want to relate it to it, but I mean, I guess I kind of have to because I'm a huge
Dwight. I was gonna say though, don't you play as Trevor?
So you're saying you're related to a nigga who does meth?
Hurry. Hold on, that is not what I said at all. You reach it with that.
What did you say?
You just said you gotta relate to him and he's a meth head.
I relate to the show. You didn't let me finish. You just kind of heard the word relate. I don't relate to the show. Why is there so many hit scans?
So what do you relate to, huh?
The show The Walking Dead with Negan. He's my favorite villain.
I thought we were talking about Trevor from GTA, bro.
I mean, he also plays in the show. So, like, the same character he is. And I feel like that just the actor, the voice actor that plays Trevor, that's just how he is at acting.
Why do you have a favorite villain?
Who does it?
Okay, I guess that's... Well, you know, GTA 5, been around forever. Will go away next year, finally. But just get replaced, basically, so it's not really going away.
Exactly.
If for whatever godly reason, you don't own GTA 5 already, which I just have heavily doubt. Hey, there you go. If you're a PlayStation member, go ahead.
There you go. GTA 5 is there. Scratch that GTA itch. Afterwards, we got Dying Light 2, Stay Human. Coming out on that pit, or actually is out. For PS Extra, I should say. My bad. It's added to PS Extra, Dying Light 2. Really good game. If you have not played the first game, Dying Light, no need to fret. You don't need to play the first to play the second one to really understand what's going on in the story. But if you're into survival zombie-like horrors, games like that, Dying Light 2 takes a twist on both parkour and zombie action adventure games. They very much balance the two in gameplay and the story. I feel like they tailored more to the gameplay mechanics and wanting to have that that parkour system to where you can kind of fly around, run around, grapple, mantle, and do anything your heart's desire as far as parkour goes. And the story, I'll say the story was a little lackluster. It wasn't like completely fulfilling as far as like what was going on, with how like in depth and immersive the first one was, but they do kind of like try to wrap things up in Dying Light 2. And I feel like that was the issue, was that they were trying to wrap things up. But still, nonetheless, the game is still really fun. Highly recommend you checking it out, especially now that it's free on PS Extra and you're paying for that membership. Next, we got Life.
Hold on, before you go on, you know what I'm saying? Because I love controversy real quick. Look, I got to be honest. Dying Light 2? Oh, hold on. Let me start with the Dying Light, the first one? Big fan. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Dying Light 2? Not really a fan. I'm not going to lie. But this is coming from... How you gonna say but like you know me better than me? What the fuck? Yo, hold on. So sometimes. Look, yeah, okay.
I was aggressive.
Look, because this motherfucker cut me out trying to like he know me. Look here, and here's why. Because I say this because like when Dying Light 2 first came out, I was excited. I bought it right because I loved the first one, and I did. I played it for a little bit. And just kind of like dropped and fell off of it. And I wasn't sure I remembered even why, for real. And when we set that challenge trying to go back and play a game that you did that to, and I went back to Dying Light 2, I actually went through, I was able to load up the same save, right? Had to relearn the game, got a little further, did some more exploration. And the same exact shit happened. After a while of playing, it just fell off and I didn't really feel like playing it anymore. I didn't really play it. And I feel like it was because, and now I see why, or at least I remember why. It just... That Dying Light 2 didn't pull me in like the first one did. There was nothing about the second one that really kept me going, you know, wanting to put that time in and getting forward and going better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not exactly too sure what all the big differences were, because, you know, it's been a fat minute since Dying Light 1, right? But I just like Dying Light 2 just didn't hold my attention. I guess that's the best way of putting it. So I don't really agree with that. It's probably still a good game, right? And you probably still enjoy it in general if you're a Dying Light or just in general zombie parkour enthusiast. But not for me. It just didn't keep me, and it happened twice, so it's not a fluke. You know what I mean?
I definitely admit that the story for Dying Light 2, like, it was not really that immersive. It was kind of like all over the place, and they were rushing to finish it. And I feel like that was just horrible, and they did it a disservice. But I do appreciate the like how they went about the mechanics and how much emphasis they put for the parkour and gave the people what they wanted to see in a sequel, which was having a little bit more utility with your with parkouring and traversing through a map.
I mean, but like through what tools though?
Well, before in Dying Light 1, you didn't have a... No, you did have a grappling hook in Dying Light 1. You didn't have the glider. But the grappling hook, I believe, was limited to certain spots that you can grapple to. Whereas in Dying Light 2, they expanded on being able to grapple almost anything, to include zombies.
And that's another thing, too, about the two that didn't hold me. And I don't remember if one is this way. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. But just in general, like... I didn't even get far enough to unlock the grappling hook, because I just didn't, and I felt like they held that shit a little too long, you know what I mean? Because I put in a solid number of hours into that game, I want to say. I can't check at the moment, but I put in like at least a dozen, right? Which is a good portion for a single player game, right? And no grappling hook, and it's just like... And it's like, bro, I something like that, because sometimes I felt like parkouring around the map, it was just kind of boring or took forever, just because like I was stuck running, jumping, gliding, and then that was it. Like, that grappling hook, especially since it was in the first game, it's such a core mechanic, I don't understand why it's not something you're granted from the beginning. You know what I mean? So, like, because it feels like your gameplay kind of takes a downgrade until you get that. And, like, for me, I just didn't make it that far in life, and I generally put some decent time into it, I feel. So yeah, I didn't even get the experience to grab Luke. I didn't make it far enough, and it just honestly probably wasn't worth it. And that's the thing too. If like, if I got all those in-game upgrades and all that from the get-go, I mean, well, obviously, right? But like, I probably would have stuck with it. It made it more fun. Like, if I had the grappling hook, and also about another thing about Dying Light 2 that I didn't like, that I remember was different in Dying Light 1, was in 2, you can only repair weapons a limited number of times or some shit like that, right? Before they break, so you would always have to swap. Like, I didn't like that, because I'm pretty sure in the first one, if you had a favorite weapon of yours, you could just keep using that motherfucker.
You had more ways to upgrade it. Like, it wasn't just upgrade once, and that was it.
I mean, yeah, but I'm not just referring to upgrading, but, like, repairing it. Like, you know, durability.
That's
like,
fine. I'm pretty sure my experience.
Yeah. I felt like you could keep your favorite weapons in Dying Light 1. But in 2, it's like, you better find something different, buddy. Because you ain't going to have that forever. No, sir. No,
they
sir.
They do have some weapons in the game, especially, like, the unique ones. Like, the legendaries that are... infinite durability, or much higher durability at least.
So I can't really speak on in-game experiences or whatnot, but I do think that my opinion is valid for not making it there, just because I could say it just wasn't pulling, bro. It couldn't keep me, you know. Like, and like, you guys played it together, right? Like, you played throughout most of it co-op.
Yeah, I played all of it co-op with with JD. We did a 4-man run on it.
Oh, yeah, of course y'all have fun. Yeah.
So, I mean...
Friends make anything fun, but, like, I don't know, like, the solo early game of that, of Dying Light 2 is pretty rough, bruh.
But is that a bad...
businesses. Yes. Because it's, like, yeah. Cause it's,
I mean,
it's like,
they make a multiplayer game, but as a solo player, you intend to only play it solo.
No, I mean, I don't mean rough as in, like, the gameplay is harder solo, but rough in this is not as fun, because you're not, you know, like, it's just not too much to it early game. It's you learn everything pretty, like, it's, oh, shit. And that's just my opinion, right? Like, obviously, that's not facts, and maybe other people feel differently, but I just, like, this is one of the few games that I picked up twice and just... Same thing, same exact thing happened. So, like, you know, that's got to mean something. You know what I mean?
Good lord, I shifted right back into sentry mode in front of that dragon.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, that's all I have to say
in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah, you know, what else did you expect for real? That's all I have to say about Dying Light 2, though. So, you can move on.
Dying Light 2, go check it out. Let us know what y'all think of the game. You know? Is it for you? Is it not?
Like a dragon.
This man trying to this is a whole discussion, bro.
Hey, you know, you gotta throw one in.
I doubt it.
Let us know down in the comments below.
Hey, the fact that it's getting given out for PS Extra means something.
I mean, GTA 5 on that shit too.
Yeah, but GTA 5 has been given out for free several times. It's been re-released several times. They made their money off of that. They don't need you to buy it.
They're still selling it on Steam for $60, though.
Yeah, just because they can.
I swear it's free on the Epic Store at least twice a year.
Yeah, I swear they give out GTA like once a year, bro. Because at this point, they don't make their money off sales. They probably make their money off in-game like microtransactions. So they don't need you to buy the game. And even for the ones that get into it, they don't need you to buy microtransactions. They got their shit already. They just, they're just like, hey, let's get more players. Oh, actually, now I think this is a very smart tactic. Because if you're not into GTA, you haven't really played it, one last hurrah of it being free before GTA 6 come out, what do you think you're going to do when GTA 6 comes out and you enjoy the free GTA 5? You're probably going to buy it. It's marketing. It's smart. It's a smart little tactic.
Now you mention it, damn, I feel like we're about to derail from this. But something someone said yesterday about while we were playing GTA 5, they mentioned that the GTA trilogy was fixed and is now coming out and being released.
The what?
GTA trilogy. So 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, right before 6 or when?
Yeah. I think it's coming out January or something like that.
That's kind of crazy. I mean, I guess those were pre-online, though, so it's just a story, so it's probably some finite that people can get into and be done with by the time, you know, 6 comes out. But or maybe GTA 6 got so delayed that that's just a saving grace. It's like, oh, hey, here,
in buy case, time with it. In case we can't release GTA 6 on time, here it is. Yeah. Damn. How many people will be pissed if Rockstar announces that? Yeah, we ain't getting 6, but the trilogy is out and it's good. It's working.
Yeah. You know, hey, we know you can't play GTA 6, but if you add up 1, 2, and 3, and 5, you get 10. That's way better. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. That's wild.
Wait, no, you get 11. My bad. I'm dumb. You get 11. That's damn near twice as good as 6. You know, so hey, if you're complaining, you're just a spoiled gamer, you know? That's not my words. I'm quoting someone else here.
He's paid. We see the checks.
The checks? No.
But moving on, yo. Like a Dragon Ishin?
You got it, bro.
Nah, bro, this is, hey, man, it's the weird words with so many vowels in them.
Nah, man, I know what game you're talking about. Hold up.
Nah, bro, because you love putting names with like 5 syllables in it and shit. You love them long ass words. Don't pretend. Don't play.
Always, he don't know the meaning of them words. So that don't count.
That man named his fucking Baldur's Gate character something like Bartholomew or some shit.
No, it was, oh man, what was it? It was a phenomenal name.
That's how crazy. Was terrible. You can't remember that shit, bro. Okay, but yeah, what word are you talking about? Oh, yeah, you got that. Go ahead. That's only 5 letters, my boy.
No, what you mean, go ahead? You say it.
Nah, this is your section. Go ahead and do your job, post.
I said Ishin. Ishin, like a dragon, Ishin. That's what we're going to go with.
I'm a big hater of that game. Like, as a huge Yakuza fan, I don't like that they move towards the turn-based fighting style, like, you know, like Pokemon, kind of.
So you played this?
Yes.
Alright, how is it? Let's let the people know.
Oh no! I didn't play this one. I saw the combat. Like, it's still like the regular games, like the other Yakuza games, where you traverse the world and everything. It's just you go into a turn-based, choose your attack, the enemy chooses their attack, back and forth like Pokemon for the combat, instead of, you know, free-flowing it like the old games. So.
So who's the game for, you think? Like, what people's?
Pokemon people who like Yakuza.
You like Yakuza Striker?
No, I don't know who that is.
What? The game?
there's like 6 of them.
Like the game, like, well, yeah, I say gang. I was like, but like the game series, Yakuza, which is based on the gang, you know, Japanese gang. The Yakuza, I ain't gonna talk about them. I don't want no messengers at my door.
Yep.
What's next?
Moto GP 24. This is a race. I think bicycle race racing game. I think I've seen. Oh man, I'm looking for this. But Moto, you know, we're just gonna fly right down for right down through this list. Moto,
what did you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything, yo. The Sims 4 Island Living. Sims fan. Y'all got something. Digimon Survive. Yeah, Pokemon's still better. Digimon died.
Both mid.
That's wild, yo. Both mid? You gotta love at least one.
Nah, both of them be holding on to that same IP for too long. It's time for something new.
Why fix what ain't broke?
Hold on, Striker. Why are you going against them? Didn't you fuck with Power World because it did something new?
I mean, that's different.
Is it now?
Is it really?
Okay, so they allowed you to fight Pokemons with guns and use them to fight for you, but...
Hell yeah.
But it's so different, even though all the pals look exactly like the other Pokemon. They just gave the motherfuckers a different name.
They don't.
What do you mean they don't?
Rubis is not Lucario for anyone that, you know.
Bro, the fact you named a specific example shows you know what we're talking about, bro.
Some of them didn't even change the color of them. They just gave it a different name.
What you mean they didn't change the color of them? They none of the Power World creatures look like Pokemon. There is no one-to-one. If there is, that then also would have gone through it. They would have been able to see.
That's gotta be Copium. What you smoking on, bro? What is that? Nah. Hey, go ahead, continue on, man.
The truth.
I'm sure that's what you call it.
Overcooked All You Can Eat. Really fun party game. For those who haven't played it, I feel like we should get an Overcooked. Never mind. It's not on Steam. I don't think it's on Steam. It's a really fun party game. If you like cooking, chaos, have a horrible relationship, this is a game to play.
Huh?
Don't question it. Just roll with it. You know?
I mean, I've played Overcooked before. I get it. Do be getting intense in that kitchen sometimes. No cap. But that's a wild way to put it.
But Stick Fight the game. To be honest, when I heard Stick Fight, I think of like Stick Arena from back in the day on like one of those like websites.
Yo Day.
Stick RPG or whatever. What do you mean Yo Day, yo? Y'all were there for it.
I don't think so.
Clash, Artifact of Chaos, Killer Frequency, Hungry Shark World, and Chivalry 2. That last one was a really good one. Highly recommend playing it. I have a lot of fun on it myself. Me and Hyrule have been on it, yeah.
Definitely really fun. Make sure you actually learn how to play before hopping in. So you don't get brutalized, like me and Striker.
This ain't your typical go in there FPS type, let me try to frag out and whatnot. This is medieval, dealing with swords, bows with actual projection fall off, and it's not your typical bow and arrow. You gotta actually have skills and be talented as a person.
As a gamer?
I don't think
their personality much matters much in this.
You know? It does. If your personality is ass, you will be ass.
I would like to say something because I feel like you just took a big shot at FPS players for no reason. I don't know why you hate. You play FPSs yourself, so I don't really get where this is coming from. I don't even know where the comparison came from. Like, I don't think that sounds anything like an FPS. Why would you compare it to that?
Honestly,
bro, me and Striker just ain't very good at that game, because there's definitely people that be fragging like crazy in that game, and typically the person who be having like 70 kills on our team, that's the team that wins.
So
I'm gonna have to disagree about the certain people not being able to frag out in that.
I said, don't expect to come in from, the FPS world.
Yeah, well, of course, like not overnight when you first start playing it, but once you learn how, to really lock into it, then yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm saying like that's with any game. Like when you try a new game, you have to learn it. Even with FPSs themselves, like you just transfer your basic fundamentals. And FPS is just like one of the biggest genres, so it's one of the biggest like fundamentals most gamers have a grasp of,
I feel like FPSs are more widely known for its competitive nature.
I think it depends on FPS. Because at the same time, you could say something about the same thing about other games, right? Like MOBAs. Like what MOBA isn't highly competitive?
Smite.
Smite is very competitive.
I don't think it's as competitive.
As competitive.
I don't know, bro. I used to play that shit, and I felt like I was dominating early on. Then once I reached like a certain level, I think that's when I ran into the people who
were very competitive in
that game, and then yeah. I started getting brutalized, and then I haven't played it since.
So yeah, no, I think all MOBAs are very competitive for real. Like, it's just in their nature, right? League of Legends. I don't know if Dota is one. Dota's more of an RTS, right? I've never played Dota. I don't know. I haven't experienced in it. But League of Legends, Smite, what's that other one? I had one other like on my mind that just somehow escapes me.
Pokemon Unite.
That wasn't it.
In case it was.
No, thank you, but no.
Concord?
What? What did he just say?
You know, we were talking about MOBAs, yeah.
Yeah, it's not no goddamn MOBA, bruh. Calm down. People, y'all blending things too much, bruh. Let's keep these genres where they need to be, huh? Let me Google it, though, because now that's nagging me in the back of my head. Dota, Smite, League of Legends. Heroes of the Storm. No, that wasn't it. Damn, okay, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking of, for real. They have Brawl Stars on this shit. What the fuck? Who's in charge of this? Paragon. That's what I was thinking of. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Which
didn't that get renamed to Predecessors?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. I haven't really been on it. But, yeah, I think MOBAs, well, like, and it probably depends on the game itself, but I think, like, MOBAs, for example, are just very competitive in nature because the way they're, like, you know, like, you're set in stone for, like, a 1v1 or a 2v2 off-rip, right, based on your role. And it's all about, and the metagaming of it is all about, like, getting ahead and knowing who to target, knowing when to bully someone who's under it. Like, it's a very competitive, MOBAs in general is just very competitive in nature, right? FPSs can be, but at the same time, they also can be very, you know, casual, fun, chaotic. Like, actually, since we talked about it, Overwatch Classic is not very competitive balance at all. It's just chaotic fun, right? And that's why people fuck with it so much. And even something like COD, right? COD can be very competitive, or very sweaty, I'd say, more than competitive. But, like, at the same time, you can go play, you know, Sticks and Stones, gun game, just a free-for-all, some, you know, like, fuck-off game mode. You can go play zombies, like, and that's definitely so, like, it depends on the FPS. Like, if the FPS wants to be competitive, or just, not just FPS, but gaming and games in general, if they want to be competitive, they will. And, you know, because at the same time, Marvel Rivals isn't FPS, it's a third person shooter. But the way I see the balance, it's not going to be very competitive because it's not balanced very. It just looks like they're staying with the whole fun thing, or at least I hope they do.
I hope so too. But I mean, I was saying more
in the sense of like. I'm lying, bro. I like competitive over casual. I think the balancing is better for games' longevity.
I think where I was coming from as far as like FPS being more competitive or FPS players being more competitive by nature is that it's generational. Like, it's been around for generations. And when you think of a competitive, like, game, the first thing people will someone say is Call of Duty or Halo. Because these games have been around for the longest and has had elites for the longest. I don't mean, that's not to say that League of Legends or Dota hasn't. I feel like those other games have been around longer.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but like, it's once again, it's just one of those things where it's like competitive game versus competitive player base. Like, a lot of FPS players can be competitive because they're very knowledgeable about FPS, but the game itself, you know, is the game itself meant to be competitive, you know? Which I guess CODs kind of are by default, but CODs kind of a basic ass example, you know? It's one of the most bare bones, basic, whatchamacallit, like, FPSs out there, which is why it's so popular. Damn. What were we talking about before we tangented off like this?
Chivalry 2.
Oh, damn. What a, yeah. How we cut it away to here? Good ass question.
That's usually how that works. But that's wrapping that up is your PS Extra updates. Go out there and play those new games. Moving on to y'all got anything else for gaming?
Nope.
No.
That is a fat diva ball. Wow. Okay. Moving on to tech news. What the fuck did I just say?
PS5 Pro is released.
Hey, I'm not usually like this. I was drinking.
Yes, he is. Every day. Giving off.
Lying, y'all. I'm lying to the people. They be watching the show, bro. They know.
What do you mean? They know I'm not. I'm usually articulate. Very. Fucked
up that word, matter of fact.
Could have.
If he was reading it, he would have said it wrong.
Yeah. Moving on to tech news. The PS5 Pro has been released.
Just and, buy a PC.
Over a PS5 Pro? I was actually at GameStop the other day and I was talking to a guy. So those who don't know, GameStop are now accepting trading cards. And you can even send cards off to get shipped by them. And then once those cards come back, you can sell those cards back to GameStop. And the card shop or the GameStop owner was talking about how someone had done so and made enough money to sell back to GameStop for a PS5 Pro.
He probably got some in-store credit, bro, for real. I just can't imagine GameStop giving anybody any type of good deal. I'm sorry. That's why they dying the way they are.
I mean, with this, you really think they're still dying? If a greedy company like PSA, really big known one, partnered with GameStop.
I mean, I kind of do, because I mean, who shops at GameStop or anything anymore? You know, I remember I used to get all my shit from GameStop, but nowadays, especially like, and it's not entirely GameStop's fault. It's also the fact that like just buying digital products is just way more convenient. And if anything, we Americans are lazy. Gamers probably don't like going outside. You know, my God.
But where else are you gonna get your collector's product?
I mean, the internet. I don't know the company itself.
I mean, like I just pre-ordered the Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 Collector's Edition, and I didn't have to leave the house. And it's gonna end up on my doorstep at some point.
But from what platform? Who was the seller?
Steam.
Steam? Steam does collect physical collector's edition.
I mean, like the company that's making the game is. And yeah, that's I'm gonna get a Steam version of the game.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I know Steam does like collector's edition, but usually it's like digital stuff.
No, you don't do it directly on Steam. I'm just saying I got the Steam version of the game.
Gotcha.
So, hey, I mean, hey, you know, like I don't wish no death upon the company. I just don't see it going any other way for real. You know?
Hey, man, they're hanging on.
They're trying their best. Because I was going to ask you, like, what kind of prices they got on them trading cards and shit. Like, what are the trade?
It's obviously not that bad. Like, they're buying at, like, 75% to 70% off of market value on the cards. So they're not ripping people off like they do with the games, where they be giving you, like, $1 for a game they sell for $20.
So basically, if you're looking to make a profit, don't take it there.
I was gonna say it's just that just seems out of character. But hey, if they done change their ways for real, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, power to them. You know, I might go. I gotta buy a new controller anyway. So I might give them a little business or something. You know, maybe.
Is there? Hey man, we lost EB Games. We can't lose GameStop too.
Nah, we lost Blockbuster. My heart been numb ever since, bro.
That's crazy. You bought games at Blockbuster? I hate you. I had to get off that character anyways.
So, what do we... I do not think we have too much more left on the news, is why it's got semi-fucking quiet here. Okay, well, we're done with the PS Extras and Games of the Month. A little bit of tech news. As you probably already know, the PS5 Pro has released. And once again, just to let you guys know, if you already have a PS5, there's really no reason for you to get the Pro, for real. But if you don't have a PS5 at all and you want to upgrade, then that is definitely worthwhile or something. But like just paying full price for a PS5 right now, there's just no reason, for real. So...
And lastly, on our tech news is for any crypto heads out there, I guess this is kind of tech. Bitcoin has shot up over above 90K. So if you're holding on to some Bitcoin, you got a little bit of cash on you. You can buy a house. You can buy.
Bro, if they got Bitcoin, they've been had cash on them.
You think?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. What? Like, bro, unless you got lucky and got that shit early, if you have Bitcoin nowadays, bro, come on, man. I mean, hey, happy for y'all, but I'm sure they already know, or hey, shit, even if they didn't know, that money's still sitting in their fucking, in their Robinhood account or whatever.
Or any crypto, really. Like, really? All crypto is surging, spiking up. Even Dogecoin, the shit that was a meme fucking 2 years ago, hit like $60. I sold. I definitely cashed out and profit off of that. But we're looking like we're hitting those guys again. It might even hit $1 this time around.
Yeah, I'm sitting at a good $300, and I spent $20 on Dogecoin back in the day.
Oh, man. I think I sold mine, bro. I remember that, now that I'm thinking about it. I do remember that crazy-ass That was wild.
We going through another roller coaster ride.
Man, whatever happened to this? That was a thing anyway. It's just kind of crazy. Whatever happened to fucking Dogecoin? Because it started falling off, right? I think that's why I sold.
Well, it started dipping. People really were hoping for it to hit a dollar, and it dropped from 70 to about 50. Because the second it hit 70, a lot of people started pulling out and cashing out. Mm-hmm. So the value of the coin was, diminishing. So once it hit to like around 40, 50 cents or whatever, everyone else dipped out too. And that shit dropped down to about as low as like 8 cents a coin.
Mm. And y'all kept y'all's all this time?
Hell no.
I still got my Doja.
Hey, that's a patient man right there. Look at him. Hey, congrats, bro. You know, this news is for you, High Roller. moving on to the next topic of pop culture and TV. We have two movies here that we want to announce. We're the fucking ones that made it. You guys know what I mean. We got Gladiator 2, which, sad Rain isn't here, huh? This would have been his cue, huh? That boy loves that.
Wanting this?
Well, I know he loves Gladiator. I think Gladiator is like his favorite movie.
It's a great movie, phenomenal.
I know he's excited for this, and also Wicked again. Man, how many times are they gonna redo this? It's a classic, so I get it. Oh, is it starring Ariana Grande? Is she the main character?
I believe she is. Yeah.
Help me out here, because what else is in her film discography? What else has she acted in?
I don't even remember her from Nickelodeon, to be honest.
That's the only thing she's been grown.
Because she said she wanted to do away from her acting career and wanted to focus more on music, which she did.
Yeah, she definitely did that, you know?
Was it good music? I'll leave that to the people to decide. Personally, didn't really care for it. But acting in that show was horrible. But I feel like she was set up.
What show?
What was it? Cat or something like that?
Oh, Sam and Cat? You didn't like Sam and Cat?
Yeah, hell.
Did you like Victorious?
No. By the sounds of it, it seems like you didn't mind or you were entertained by the show.
Yeah. I get why. Because, I was a kid back then. You were still probably ancient.
That's crazy. It wasn't crazy,
man. What are you doing watching a kid's show, man? Yeah, your girl should be watching Law & Order or some shit.
That's wild, yo.
That's why you ain't like it, bro. Come on. Victoria? I don't remember too much about Sam and Cat, but I like Sam. I like Jeanette McCurdy more than Ariana Grande as an actor. So I like Sam more than Cat and Sam and Cat. But Victorious was still nice. You know? So, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I think she was a good actor. Because that was before she even, put time into her music career. So, she was mainly just an actor. So, I think it showed. I think she was pretty good at it.
Her voice was annoying. It was really annoying. The whining and whatnot.
Yeah, but she did that on purpose, literally. That was part of the character, right?
Yeah, she was supposed to be, dumb or something like that.
Oh, yeah. She was the airhead or whatever?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that kind of ruined her. And that's mainly why she wanted to do away with acting or step away from acting. Because they portrayed her as a really dumb person.
Is that something that she said, or are you saying that right now?
No, she said.
I mean, because at the same time, though, I get it. Because that sounds similar to Jonah Hill, how he was sick of being the Hollywood fat guy. But, I don't know. She was popping. Like actually, part of the reason her music career popped off was because she was the more popular actor on Sam and Cat. So she kind of got special treatment when it came to oh, hey, I got to take time off from the show to go do this or go on tour and shit. And she would often get that shit. Whereas Jeanette McCurdy wasn't really granted opportunities like that. That was something she talked about in her book. Her book title was "I'm Glad My Mother Died" or something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I forget who that was.
I never read that. I kind of want to read that one day now that I'm thinking about it.
I mean, hey, for if you've seen what was the show, Quiet on Set?
Oh, I didn't finish it, bro. That shit was disturbing. That damn man. That man Dan, boy. Oh, nah. I don't even know. But
they talked about Ariana Grande on that show. She didn't appear and spoke herself.
Oh, but, man. I'm sorry. I thought about what they did to Drake, man. Oh, man.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, nah, that shit foul, boy. All right, yeah, you just reminded me of that. Mate, actually, on the slick, I might go back and finish that. It was foul, but I was glued to the screen, like, oh my god, this shit was actually going on.
I can't
believe that was going on. Yeah, nah, for real, bro. Like, and okay, let me stop thinking about that. What else we got? But hey, I can't even remember why we were talking about Ariana Grande. Oh yeah, Wicked. So I guess she's gonna be. So is she gonna be? Damn, what? Why can't I remember the name of the chick from fucking The Wizard of Oz? What was her name? Dorothy?
Oh, y'all is know? That what the movie's about? Is technically The Wizard of Oz?
I mean, that's what it looks like, right? Because I see there's a green witch.
So the only reason I put that up was because I don't know if you heard about the news about the dolls that they made. Dolls? So they created these dolls, and on the dolls they put a website for the movie. But there's a typo on the back of the box, and the box leads to a porn site rather than the actual website of the movie.
Oh.
So once one parent found out, they reported this, and a bunch of parents are now complaining and whatnot, and they put out a message apologizing to all the parents and telling everybody to discard the box.
Mm-hmm.
That to me was just kind of funny. I was like, damn. So you're telling me nobody decided to look and, proofread the labels?
Hell nah.
He just went back fine.
That man said, the work is done. No need to do anything extra.
Ooh. Damn.
I think that's it for movies, but actually, hold on, wait. Hold on, now that I'm looking at this, it looks like it's going to be like a, not the exact same thing, if you know what I mean. So, like, it's looking like, they changed the names up too. Elphaba, a misunderstood young woman because of her green skin, and Glinda, a popular girl, become friends at Shiz University in the Land of Oz. After an encounter with the wonderful Wizard of Oz, their friendship reaches a crossroads. So it's not exactly an exact retelling. It looks like they were doing some Wizard of Oz University shit. That's kind of crazy. That's how do y'all feel about that? It's not the Wizard of Oz for real.
To be honest, besides the whole tin can and the lion, like, I get the whole purpose of the movie. I just never really care to watch it ever. It was never a movie that appealed to me and whatnot.
You never watched Wizard of Oz?
It looked way too depressing.
Like the OG one that came out in like the early 1900s?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like literally a film classic. What do you mean? What about it? Okay.
It was too depressing. Like, it was...
What? What was depressing about it?
Everything. What was it? A coward lion. A brain dead tin can.
No. The tin can didn't have a heart.
Oh, sure.
The scarecrow didn't have a brain because, you know, he's filled with straw.
Wait, what?
You sure?
Wait. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think the scarecrow just wanted to be alive or some shit, like a real person or some shit like that.
He wanted the brain because he was stupid and his head was full of straw.
Hold on.
And the lion was courage, like he said, and the tin man wanted a heart or something like that, right? Because he thought he wasn't alive because it was the tin man that was like saying.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He wanted brains.
Yeah. So, like. But, like, I don't even know what's depressed about that, because the fact that, like, at the end, they didn't change by getting what they wanted. They realized that they had what they wanted in them all along. Like, the Scarecrow realized he doesn't need a brain to think, that he actually can be smart, that he actually can make plans. The Tin Man realized that he doesn't need a heart, that he is alive, that he does feel,
And then all that fucking tee hee hee crying he was doing.
And then the lion, he like stepped up and was courageous and saved somebody at some moment, right? So he found out he had the courage in him all along. Like, those were good lessons. That wasn't depressing at all. I think you should give it a chance, bro. It's a classic for a reason, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely a classic.
Yeah, like, it got remade X amount of times. It's a film that honestly has lasted the test of time. You know, who the fuck... Because I think the OG Wizard of Oz came out in, like, the 20s. Okay, wait, hold on. Where's this 2020? Okay, the 1920s. Yeah, oh, wait, no, 1939. It came out in 1939, and it was a big jump. I'm sorry, you know, I went to college for film stuff, so some of these fun facts come to me. But it was a big step for films because Wizard of Oz was one of the first color films in color, and it was a big deal because, before that, all things black and white, and the way Wizard of Oz did it was in the beginning, it was black and white, and then when she transferred to the world of Oz, she stepped into a world of color. That was kind of cold, like, not just storytelling wise, but just in terms of, like, just film advancement itself. It was, I think you should. Give it a try, bro. I don't think you really gave it a try. It wasn't depressing.
That's a really good movie.
Maybe you were depressed and you just tried to project that onto the movie.
And it's not bad either.
I'm glad you got over that, friend.
And it's not a bad movie either. PG, so you can watch it with the fam too.
Yeah, just
enjoy it. Sure.
They definitely do got it on Disney.
There you go. So, hey, go ahead watch The Wizard of Oz before you watch Wicked, bro. But yeah, just
so you gonna watch Wicked.
I'll give it a try. I'll definitely give it a try. I like, well, what? Oh, yeah, it's a movie. Okay. Oh, it's a movie. Damn.
It's a musical. Theaters?
It's a musical.
Oh, I definitely won't be seeing that now.
Okay, hold on. I know all that. Okay.
That changes everything.
No, it doesn't even. Musicals. Not completely, because really, I liked High School Musical. I'm not afraid to admit that. But
I liked it when I was 12.
Okay, damn. Well, fair point. I haven't watched it in you know, a long ass time. But, but Ariana Grande does sing. That's the one thing she be doing. So I think
she's good
for it, you know? So, I mean, but hey, so that's good to know, though. I didn't know it was a musical. So, hey, if you're a musical type of guy or gal, you know, check it out. If not, maybe this one's not for you. Oh, shit. What else do we have? And that was... And also, oh yeah, we said Gladiator 2, which we didn't give an in-depth about, but I ain't gonna lie. I kind of assume motherfuckers knew what Gladiator is.
You got to at this point. Like, if you haven't seen Gladiator, you haven't seen a war movie.
All right, this man and his crazy ass takes. That is all, folks, for our news and updates. I do not have anything else I think I am missing. Do you two have any save rounds? Anything you want to say? Going once, going twice. No round saves. Nice. Love to see it. And I'll toss it back to you, Striker, for our little outro, man.
Word. All right. Well, wrapping up this episode, we want to thank everyone who made it this far in today's show. All we ask for your appreciation and for you to spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. While you're at it, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on the supporting platform. This helps the algorithm promote our show, which helps us bring in new listeners.
He said the word.
And also... Yeah, you know, I practiced while you were saying, you know, whatever you had to say. Put a little practice, you get better at it. But also, you know, those 5-star ratings helps with our, you know, motivation and you know, boost morale. We love to hear and see what y'all think. And if you got any feedback, let us know on how we can improve the show and make this better for you. Don't forget, if you want to reach out and keep up with us, you can always find us on our Discord server at discord.gg/thesummit. Thank y'all for tuning in, and as always, we'll see y'all next week. Deuces.
Peace.